Every January, theater companies from around the world converge in Santiago, Chile for the Santiago Amil International Theater Festival. The three-week event attracts theater presenters from all over the globe, including Boston, in search of cutting-edge new work to bring home. This year, it all unfolds in the midst of Chile's biggest political upheaval in decades. WBUR's Emilia Mason spent a week in Santiago and is here now in the studio to talk about it. Hi, Emilia.
Hi, Bob.
Tell us more about the festival and why it's important.
The Santiago Amil International Theater Festival was founded in 1994. The name is a reference to the original cost of the event, which was 1,000 pesos. Theater for the people, that's always been a core part of its mission. There's hundreds of productions from all around the world, all kinds of performing arts.
So Chile, as we said at the beginning, is in the middle of a political crisis. How did that impact the festival?
The home base of the festival is the Gabriela Mistral Cultural Center, which happens to be right in the area where protesters gather. So that area, those streets are covered in graffiti and protest art. A lot of the issues that Chileans name are pretty familiar to Americans, actually, you know, like wealth inequality, the high cost of education and health care, gender and anti-LGBTQ violence, police brutality. You know, it seems to be a pretty broad movement. I talked to a 24-year-old protester named Matias Concha, and he explained, you know, why he felt compelled to join the movement.
I felt anger because it was stupid. Like, how do you do this to Chile? Like, there's people starving to death and half of the country, which is poor. It's not extremely poor, but it's poor.
Well, link this back to the theater festival. How are the artists and creators at the festival responding to all of this that's happening there?
So it's always been kind of a subtext. Politics have been always a subtext of this festival. And a lot of the stuff I saw there this year was very political. And a lot of it was created before the current uprising, before all of this happened. Now there's this huge social rupture. You know, how do you respond to that? Is theater even up to the task?
Meaning the artists themselves feel like they're making a political difference?
I mean, that's the question, isn't it? It's the million-dollar question for any artist doing political work. And here right now, it's very much apparent what the stakes are.
And this is what you're going to explore in the feature we're going to hear now, and you're going to take us to Santiago.
I am, right into a theater. In a theater on the outskirts of Santiago, an audience sits rapt for a performance of Plata Quemada, a play by the Chilean theater company Teatro Cinema, about a bank heist gone wrong. The play ends in a bloody shootout, and the crowd erupts in applause. Then the four actors come out for their curtain call. Each places a hand solemnly over one eye. The familiar gesture is a reference to the demonstrations that have rocked Chile since October. During the protests, police aimed rubber bullets at protesters' eyes, injuring and in some cases blinding them. The eye became a symbol of the uprising. Plata Quemada is one of more than 100 productions playing around the city for the Santiago Amil International Theater Festival. This year's official theme is the power of acting. But the country's social crisis is never out of mind or sight. The Gabriela Mistral Cultural Center in downtown Santiago, where the festival is headquartered, is plastered in political art. Its perforated steel exterior flutters with ribbons and flags. All down the boulevard, shops are shuttered, the casualties of massive weekly protests against wealth inequality, privatized social services, and police brutality. The streets are a gush of color and dissent, from anti-cop graffiti to feminist slogans to the ever-present image of the eye. In this tense environment, Santiago Amil soldiers on. It's the final week of the festival, when arts presenters from around the globe scout for the best theater Latin America has to offer. David Dower, the artistic director of Arts Emerson, has been coming to the festival for 5 years. He says the Chilean theater scene is scrappier than in the United States, which allows it to be more reactive to the present moment.
Sometimes it's about history, but it's speaking right to this moment every time. So when you come, there's an electricity of what's in the air, what's in the street, and what's in the theater.
I think that theater must speak about all the things that are wrong in this country, in this world.
That's Carla Zuniga, a 33-year-old Chilean playwright. She has two plays at the festival this year, including the surreal sci-fi production 2118 Tragedia Futurista. In it, an anarcho-feminist fighter travels back in time to assassinate major political figures, attempting to change the course of Chilean history.
Aquí me presento ante ustedes con mi hija. Ella representa la luz del futuro y la esperanza de las generaciones venideras.
Zúñiga thinks theater should be radical, even though she sometimes doubts if her work makes any real difference.
The plays that that we do, the audience is people who think like me, so that is really frustrating sometimes.
In other words, even if you're making radical theater, chances are you're just preaching to the choir.
And that is very paralyzing and depressing, because we see theater as an extension of basically political struggle.
That's the Chilean playwright and director Guillermo Calderon. Like Zúñiga, he writes with a political mindset, though at age 48, he has a different perspective. Calderon was a child when General Augusto Pinochet took control of Chile in a U.S.-backed military coup in 1973. Though the dictator's reign ended in 1990, Calderon says the effects of that brutal period remained on playwrights' minds.
A lot of people were doing political theater. Not because we were nostalgic, but because we saw that the dictatorship, in a way, had never truly ended. We did the political theater out of anger and a sense of foreboding, maybe, and also a sense of, setting off the alarm, in a way.
And then the 2019 protests broke out. An eruption of anger at Chile's stark economic disparities, the result of free market policies instituted under Pinochet.
And politicians and people in the media said, oh, we never saw this coming. We never saw a sign. And for us, it was kind of a sense of failure again, because we have been telling you about this for years now, for decades, but you never listened, right? And so we failed that way.
Does it make you question your vocation, I guess, or like the purpose of it?
Yeah, it shakes me to the core. Yeah, it's really sad. And then when this happens, it's so huge, it's so theatrical, it's so immense, that our theater, our ways of working, are not up to the task of sort of saying something worthwhile about this whole mess.
Calderon says that making thoughtful theater takes time. And maybe with time, playwrights will find a way to make sense of the political upheaval. But for now, all they can do is live it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.